106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. What's up, party people? It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have more tickets for you to go to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. The song you're listening for is Prayer of the Refugee by Rise Against. That's going to happen in the 3 o'clock hour this afternoon. We also have People Are Dumb. A woman tried, she got arrested for breaking and entering, trying to dive through a window head first instead of trying to get through a door. What's up with Florida? A guy stole a forklift at an ATM. There's a thief in Irvine that looks like one of the Backstreet Boys. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to go to the NHL, the Kings Blackhawks game coming up. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
What was his point? I have no idea. Dude, I don't get it. I don't get it either.
And a South Florida woman's bizarre behavior caught on camera when she's seen sitting and banging on a stranger's car.
You know, like you do in your spare time in Florida. What's up with Florida? It's coming up next on K-Rock. I think I might like that version better than the original. It's the world famous K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder. Be caller 20 when you hear Prayer of the Refugee by Rise Against. In the 3 o'clock hour, you will win your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Let's talk Florida.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
And a South Florida woman's bizarre behavior caught on camera when she's seen sitting and banging on a stranger's car.
You know, like you do, sitting and banging on a stranger's car.
And a family says she entered their home with a hammer, attacking their aquarium.
You know, like you do when you go after an aquarium.
Seven's Maricela Burgos has the exclusive on this neighborhood nightmare.
A random stranger barges into a Tamarack home, smashing things along the way.
I'm just upset how the damage she left to the house.
Shawnee Smelly shows us some of that mess.
I'm sorry, her name? Shawnee Smelly.
She broke the glasses. What glasses she broke?
There's broken glass everywhere, holes in the wall, and they are drying the living room.
They are drying the living room is wild. But she did go after the aquarium with a hammer.
Flooded after they say the woman ruined their fish tank.
And it's sad for a young, disturbed, confused young girl to do something like that.
Shawnee and her son happened to be home. They heard the doorbell.
I hear someone like yelling.
21-year-old Paul Price didn't recognize the voice.
Then I heard a crash, and then I was quite alarmed.
He didn't expect to find a woman swinging a hammer in the hallway.
She came closer to me with the hammer.
That is not what you want to see, is a woman in your hallway, in your house, with a hammer coming at you.
Like crazy talk.
And I'm saying, do I know you? I don't think we know you. You're in the wrong house.
I love this woman. She seems like she's so sweet. What? I'm sorry, sweetheart. You're in the wrong house. Go break someone else's.
Turns out the mysterious woman paid her neighbor a visit, too.
Oh.
They shared this video of her plopping down on the hood of a car, hitting it. No one knows who she is.
Literally banging on the headlights and just pounding on the car with a hammer, and they still don't know who she is.
When she visited Paul's house, he wasn't going to let her get away.
My son took control, oh my God, and he decided he was not going to let her leave until I called 911.
Somehow he got her outside. You see her there walking out, and he kept her there until authorities arrived.
I don't know what he has in his hands that he's sort of threatening her with to kind of keep her quiet and to keep her in the same position, but it looks like a, could it be a rake?
So, she went outside, so I went out with her so she doesn't try to be, crazy, because I didn't want her in the house with my mom.
So, when the police came, they took over, and she was cussing them out, and she was going off. So, right there, you could tell that she's really not herself.
As you saw in the video, the woman was taken into custody, but the family says authorities have not been able to identify her yet.
One of the neighbors said,
ain't nobody got time for that.
This is the hour, the 3 p.m. hour. You're going to win tickets to the 34th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We're going to play Prayer of the Refugee by Rise Against. When you hear it, be caller 20 and you'll win those tickets. Let's talk about people being dumb.
People are dumb.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Our People Are Dumb story today comes from Albuquerque. A woman faces a slew of felony charges after her boyfriend told police she broke into his house in Santa Fe. She had broken the window 3 or 4 months ago, and then they put up cardboard. So when she came back to the house this time, she didn't go to the front door and try and break that open. She dove headfirst into the window, which may have been okay had there not been shards of glass still from when she broke it last time. Once inside, although she was bleeding, she determined to bite every human being on earth. So she bit the homeowner, then she bit her ex-boyfriend. When the Santa Fe police arrived on the south side of the home, several men were holding Velasquez down with cuts, bruises, and bite marks that they said she'd caused. And then the police took her from the men, and she bit the police. And then they took her to a hospital, and she bit the nurse. What are the signs if a human being is rabid? Oh, what if she's a vampire? She just created a whole coven in Albuquerque. I mean, until she turns into a bat and flies out of jail, she is in jail, and she has been charged with a whole slew of felony counts, like breaking and entering, battery, battery upon police officers, battery upon healthcare workers, battery upon household members, and aggravated battery. When she was interrogated, she said,
I am Dracula. And I bid you welcome.
This is the hour, the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to play Prayer of the Refugee by Rise Against. As soon as you hear it start, be caller 20, and you win tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, very excited about that. It's the most fun night of the year, and you still got a chance to win tickets this hour. In the next half hour, when you hear Prayer of the Refugee by Rise Against, then be caller 20, and you will join us. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. You're caller 20. You win the tickets.
Yay!
Nicely done. You heard Prayer of the Refugee by Rise Against, and you were caller 20.
Yep. I was waiting for it.
And we are going to see you on December 13th.
Nice.
Congratulations to Patricia, who just won tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas because she heard Rise Against. Now we have a new song for you to listen for. It is Bring Me to Life by Evanescence, and we're going to play it in the 7 o'clock hour tonight. And when you hear that, be caller 20, and you'll win tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Let's do Florida.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
Florida man busted for taking a forklift on a full-blown highway joyride. A Florida man is facing multiple charges after police say he stole a forklift, and then he lifted an ATM off the ground and took them both for a joyride on the freeway in the middle of the night. According to the Tallahassee Police Department, officers responded around dawn on Monday when they received reports of a forklift driving through a neighborhood. When they arrived, they found 38-year-old Joshua Hidalgo behind the controls of the heavy machinery, which investigators later determined was stolen from a local school. Body cam footage released by the department and broadcast on TV shows officers approaching the forklift as it rolled down a neighborhood street.
What's up, bro? What y'all got going on?
What y'all got going on?
Dropped the sand here. Dropped what?
The guy said, I dropped something back here and started walking to the back of the forklift. At which point, he took off running like a rabbit.
Says a man in purple suit, Holloway, Arizona, white male, orange jacket, black pants.
This is lovely music for a foot chase.
Please stop!
Go to the
what the?
What? I haven't done anything.
Well, I passed you. I'm right here.
I'm down. I'm down.
All right. I told you to take a seat, bro.
I didn't hear you. I'm dead.
I told you to take a seat.
God.
You was about to take off.
No, I was not. You were running at me.
Hidalgo is now facing several charges, including grand theft, trespassing on school grounds, and possession of burglary tools with the intent to use. Who knew having burglary tools was against the law?
You're listening for Bring Me to Life by Evanescence in the 7 o'clock hour this evening. Be caller 20. You'll win tickets to the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
I'm going to tell you about a man who was stopped by Border Patrol with a bulge in his pants. That's on Three Things at Four. It's coming up next.
Can't wait. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
A man is facing 20 years in prison after being stopped by Border Patrol after they noticed a suspicious bulge in his pants that turned
out... You go to jail for that?
Well, you'd think so.
What?
I mean, turned out to be two parakeets, okay?
What?
35-year-old Jesse Martinez was stopped at the Mexico-U.S. border when it was discovered that the bulge was actually two little brown paper bags stuffed in his pants, each one containing a rare orange-fronted parakeet inside. The birds were breathing, but they were heavily sedated.
Oh.
Martinez said that he stuffed them in his pants because he didn't have the proper paperwork to bring them over the border, and his intention was to keep them in a shoebox in his van, which I think is still terrible conditions.
Oh, no, that sounds like a great life for them.
I mean, there are these things called bird cages, you know? So the birds are fine, but Martinez was hit with a federal smuggling charge, which could put him away for 20 years and could carry a $250,000 fine. And you know what? He's probably going to have some gnarly bird flu STD, too, I would imagine.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? All right.
Unfortunately, yes.
Number two, a woman in Tennessee went in front of city council and freaked out about adults in costumes at a Halloween event in her town.
What?
Here is what she said.
Halloween night, my husband and I attended the Bradley County Halloween block party. Our purpose was to hand out brochures on child safety. We were not prepared for what we witnessed. We observed that this event was not designed for children fun. The only thing going on with the kids was distribution of candy. The mommy and daddies dressed up in sometimes gruesome and monstrous attire. Then there was what looked like the brothel had been loosed on the town square. Their dress was absolutely disgusting. Breasts were liberally displayed.
Go on.
The rest were all adults dressed in sometimes hideous and vulgar costumes and makeup. One was a huge yellow... This
Dallas.
Event mm-hmm. is occultic in nature. I challenge the churches of this community to stop this debauchery under the guise of a party for children.
Oh, God. Stop the debauchery.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed that so much.
Wow, I hate her.
I know. I know. And number three, remember we had a guy call in the other day and he said that he stole a car to go meet with his parole officer?
Yes.
And got pulled over and arrested on his way there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a woman in Indiana, she had a similar idea. She decided to steal a car from a dealership to make it on time for a stripper job interview. She just walked into the showroom and drove off in an unlocked car. The woman was arrested shortly after. I don't know if she ever made it to the interview, but her heart was in the right place. It really was. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
The band is called Vienna Vienna. It is a Los Angeles-based alternative artist named, he just goes by the capital letter of J. He's from Fresno. He picked the name Vienna Vienna because he likes the way it sounds. Idle Hands is the name of the song. This is Vienna Vienna. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Vienna Vienna. Idle Hands is the name of that song. The 420 catch of the day here on K-Rock. What are they doing on TikTok?
Okay, so it's a mashup of that song,
mm-hmm.
What's Up, with Nicki Minaj, Bees in the Trap.
Interesting.
And everybody is doing it on the World Wide Web, and it is so annoying. So I'm hoping, well, first of all, I'm hoping to see you do it, and then I hope that it ends.
And then it ends quickly.
Maybe you'll end it. That'd be great. Yeah.
I'd be proud. I would be proud to end it. No worries. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday. Can you recap the story for us?
Yes.
About the dude with the birds?
Yeah, so a man was trying to cross into the U.S. from Mexico, and it was noticed that he had a bulge in his pants,
mm-hmm.
in his underwear. And you know, at first he was trying to say that it was just his penis, and turns out...
Of course.
It turns out that he had two parakeets that were highly sedated, that were inside these brown paper bags, and they're really rare, so he was trying to come up here to sell the birds.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't even like birds, and this is terrible.
I know. It's really sad to see them all sedated.
As a bird, this is not how I want to go.
No.
But we have done this topic before where we talk about you snuck things in or out in your underwear.
Yeah, anywhere.
So that's what we want to take your phone calls on at 800-520-1067. Your phone calls and or texts. I found this video from AlaskanGranny.com.
Oh, God. What?
And she's teaching us how to stash money in underwear.
Hi, it's Alaska Granny. Are you still looking for places to hide money? Well, get an old ratty-looking pair of men's underwear. The rattier and more stained they are, the better this works.
The more stained they are, the better this works.
Oh, my God. Granny.
Men's underwear has a little pocket on the front. Turn it to the inside and stitch the opening closed with a needle and thread.
I see. And then what?
Now, where would you least like to pick up a pair of old, dirty men's underwear?
Oh, I'm sorry. So we're putting cash in men's dirty, stained underwear, and you're going to position them where?
Next to your bed or under it.
All right.
And I could drop this pair of underwear, and no one's going to want to pick it up.
Right?
Why is everything so sexual with Granny? What the hell?
Granny hasn't had any in a long time, and she's looking. She is looking on the World Wide Web.
Oh, my God.
All right. So you snuck something in or out in your underwear.
Yes. Love this.
Into an event, out of a store, whatever. You did it with your underwear. You stole something with your underwear is what I'm trying to say. And you can call 800-520-1067 or you can text us at that same number.
And for the best call, we've got your tickets to see Kings versus Blackhawks on December 6th.
K-Rock, hello. You snuck something in your underwear.
I did.
Do we have to guess?
No, I snuck it into the Palladium, and it was probably a 1.8 bottle of tequila.
Ooh!
And it looked like I had testicular cancer or something. It was a big bulge, and the kid didn't notice it.
They didn't see it.
I'm sure he did, but he just looked and just kind of let it go.
I sort of feel like that's true of a lot of security. People doing security jobs is like, what do I care if you're going to bring that in?
And do you really want to search someone's underwear?
Correct. Another good question. We are taking your phone calls of sneaking things in your underwear.
Woo!
And the best call,
we're going to send you to see Kings versus Blackhawks on December 6th.
It is 800-520-1067 for your stories and or text. You have a story?
Well, I took my son to the movies the other day, and I bought him a big bag of Nerds clusters. I said, here, man, put these in your pocket. And he threw them in his crotch and was like, hey, Dad, no one questions a big wiener.
You're teaching him well. K-Rock, hello. You snuck something in your underwear.
Yeah, I put some marijuana in, like, some saran wrap and put cologne on it, put it in the bottom of my underwear, and got on the plane.
When was this?
1995.
Oh, so it was still illegal. All right.
Oh, yeah, bro. I could have gone to jail.
But it was easier back then, right? Like, did they have the drug dogs there or anything?
No, but I thought if they did, I had put cologne on it. And then when I got there, I smoked it. It was like cologne tasting. It was really bad.
Oh, oh,
cologne and ass weed. That tastes terrible. K-Rock, hello.
Hi, I'm calling about something I snuck out.
Yep, in your underwear. What do you got?
I was in high school, and I took one of my best friend's dad's handle of vodka to sneak to a New Year's party.
How could you fit a handle?
I wore a really big puffy jacket and like one of those Sherpa teddy bear jackets and a pair of jeans, so he couldn't see it.
I like that you go right for the handle size, not anything smaller.
It was honestly all he had. And we were going to a party with like a lot of people, and I was like BYOB, so I was like, the more the better, like we can share. Obviously we're not going to drink all of it.
Yeah, of course.
You were everyone's favorite that night.
Yeah, everyone had a great time.
K-Rock, hello. You snuck something in your underwear?
It wasn't quite my underwear. I took a stein out of Munich, Germany at a Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And hid under my jacket and pretended to be pregnant.
Wow, a stein is also huge.
And it looks exactly like a baby bump. When I think of Stein, I think of baby bump.
Does it? Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, what kind of babies are you seeing? Nobody thought anything of it?
I speak German anyway, and we were on the subway, and my friend and I just hid both Steins under my jacket.
Nice. Both of them. Well done.
I still have them today.
You snuck something in your underwear.
562 says, my wife and I snuck in 6 pre-made mixed cocktails in our underwear in carbonated water bottles to the Rose Bowl Oasis show.
Oh, I wish I would have found you.
Well done.
800-520-1067. You snuck something in or out of somewhere. Can't get your calls or texts on you snuck something in your underwear.
562 said, not me, but my best friend's grandpa. We all went to a Dodgers playoff game. In full view of security, grandpa shoved a flask of Jack Daniels down his pants. Security did not say a thing and let him right in.
Love it.
Let's go pop.
let pop drink. Taking your phone calls on you snuck things in somewhere in your underwear. You have a story like that?
Oh my God, Kevin Ryder, I love you so effing much. Okay, so it kind of was in my underwear at some point, but when I was in my 20s, I went to Miami for a trip, and we wanted to get some of that, you know, good stuff.
Sure.
We couldn't get it till like the last night, and we got it at the end of the night, so really, like, nobody could use it. And I was like, I'm not wasting this ball. So I snuck it through the airport in my hands and in my underwear. When I went through TSA, I literally had it in my hands, but they were checking me with my fist closed, and I got away with it.
Really?
Oh, my.
Like mid-2000s.
Whoa. So,
that is impressive.
My life.
Oh, my God. Girl, you are a freaking legend.
That is impressive.
And you know what sucks the most is that because it was so humid in Miami when we got it back here, it just balled together. So it wasn't even nice to sniff.
Oh, you were legendary with no payoff.
Oh, man.
I'm sane.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
You snuck something in somewhere.
I did. I snuck an entire Biggie ball into Universal Studios for Horror Nights.
Wait, what was it?
It's like a soccer ball-sized amount of alcohol.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's impressive.
And where did you put it?
Well, I poured them into plastic flask bags, and I shoved it in my underwear, and I'm pregnant, so I didn't even drink it.
But you had a good cover.
I did. Nobody said anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a great wingman. K-Rock, hello.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey there. You snuck something in your underwear.
Okay, what it was is I was trying to play a prank on my sister, and I put her curling iron down my pants, not knowing that she curled her hair like a couple minutes before, and it was scalding hot.
Oh, my God, you're dumb.
Right?
So are you all right?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, but yeah.
Any right permanent damage?
Yeah, I got a big old, like, you know, like a scar down my leg, like right there by, you know, my junk.
Oh, my God. That is some kind of dumb right there. Let's be honest.
Oh,
all right,
God.
We have the Kings tickets for the Blackhawks game on December 6th.
6th, yes.
Yes. Who should we give it to? Should we give it to pregnant woman?
Yeah, because like you said, she's a great wingman.
Right.
And
she's bringing in alcohol for the friends.
Yeah.
I hope.
Badass.
So that wasn't for your kids, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It was my husband and my friends.
All right, I'm just checking.
Julia.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Congratulations, you win the tickets.
Yay.
Well done. Enjoy the game. This is Evanescence. Yes.
Woo.
Called out. What?
Not yet.
Oh, not.
Not yet.
Not the right
bring
song.
Bring me to life. 7 o'clock hour. Be caller 20. Got your acoustic tickets.
That's what I meant.